Is Nebraska still a blue blood? Welcome to this episode of Section 408. We will be doing this on the kind of the bye week, as Nebraska didn't play last week. They've got a game against Michigan State later this week, and we will be discussing that. But I wanted to do kind of a bye week episode about a big picture topic. I think it's a fun one. It's certainly a controversial one. And Nebraska, they've been known, they've been kind of the poster child for historic program that's fallen off, right? But are they still a blue blood? That's what we're going to be discussing today. And the first thing is,
we have to define what a blue blood is, right? So how do I personally define it? It is one of the top programs in football, college football, historically and currently. Now, they can have periods of downtime. USC has been down before. Texas has been down before. Alabama, Notre Dame, all these teams have had down stretches. So you have to be one of the top programs historically and currently, although you are allowed to have down periods. So the first thing that I wanted to do is, if you're familiar with college football, and if you're on social media like I am, there's been kind of a debate about who the Blue Bloods are. Now, there's this chart that I've seen, I found on 24/7 Sports, and I've seen it circulating in other areas. And this is kind of the, I think, the standard for who the blue blood programs are historically. So we've got Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan, Alabama, Oklahoma, USC, Texas, and Nebraska historically. These teams have all been in the top 25, the most draft picks, most All-Americans, wins, bowl games, Heisman trophies, and of course, national championships. And as far as Nebraska goes, they have the historic resume to stand up to virtually almost anyone in college football, save for a few of those other blue blood programs. I mean, 5 national championships, 3 Heisman winners, the 10th best winning percentage in college football history, the 2nd most conference championships, and they are currently 8th in wins all time, which is actually kind of sad because I remember within the last 10, 12 years, reading a magazine about the preview for the season, and Nebraska was 4th in wins. So that just shows you how far they've fallen over the last decade. And as far as modern times go, Nebraska still gets much more national attention than a lot of other schools. Obviously not more than Ohio State or Clemson, but more than, you know, a quote-unquote irrelevant program would, right? Even though, because that's kind of been the accusation from other fan bases that Nebraska has been irrelevant. So we've got 2 answers to this question for me, from my perspective. And now, again, I'm a Nebraska fan, so I was alive for their last championship, but I was not old enough, obviously, to witness it. So I mostly remember just 21st century Huskers. And I think this is a 2-part answer. Is Nebraska a blue blood? So for me, historically, they very obviously are. I mean, they went on one of the greatest runs in this history of this sport, in the history of all sports, in the mid-90s. I think it was from 93 to 98, maybe 97. They went like 60-3. An absolutely insane run. And not only that, they destroyed a couple other great teams in Florida and Tennessee. And yes, the game against Miami, the Orange Bowl against Miami, was close. But in the second half, Nebraska was clearly the better team. And Miami had a bunch of NFL players on that squad. So they went on one of the great runs in the history of the sport in the mid-90s and the early 70s too. And I'm not sure how many other teams in college football can say they've done something similar. Okay, Alabama in the 2010s, even USC with Pete Carroll, I think Nebraska still had a better run than they did over the stretch of a few years, right? Obviously, there were teams pre-1970 that did that, but the last 50, 60 years, Nebraska went on one of the great runs in college football history. So that has to count for something as far as being a historic blue blood. They have all the stats to back it up. So historically, Nebraska is a blue blood. And even in 2025, there's still a special program relative to like a random team in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the SEC. Like, I still think in terms of branding and in terms of their ceiling, which we're getting more to on-the-field stuff, they still have a higher ceiling than, you know, some of these other programs. And I still don't think they've fallen to the point to where they're in the same category in terms of branding and in terms of, you know, what they potentially can do on the field is like an Iowa, a Michigan State, a UCLA. And one thing for me is people who don't know much about the program or don't know much about college football, people act like they've been bad since Osborne left, right? But that's not true. From 2000 to 2016, so 17 seasons, they had 12 seasons of 9 wins or more. So that is not irrelevant. Granted, that's not necessarily national championship numbers, even though they played in one in 2001. They were still a pretty solid program up until around 2017. So this whole notion that they've been bad for or irrelevant for so long, people just don't know what they're talking about. So like I said, it's a two-part answer. Historically, they are. However, this hurts me to say this. We can no longer pretend that they are in the same tier as an Ohio State or Texas or Michigan or Alabama. And I'll tell you why I feel that way.
I don't think a blue blood is a program that was great once and has fallen off of a cliff, right? So if that was the case, Harvard would be. Minnesota might be. Yale would be, right? So it's not enough to have had a great stretch in the past and fallen off to maintain your status as a blue blood program. Now, Nebraska has fallen. You can fall on hard times. Every program has, basically except for Ohio State in the last 60 years. But Nebraska's has been prolonged. And I think it's been, relative to other historically great programs, it's been exaggerated, right? And I'll tell you the first thing that, for me as a fan, that kind of made me think like, oh man, this is not the same as like an Oklahoma or a Texas or a USC. And that was when they had Scott Frost. His first year, they missed a bowl game. Second year, they missed a bowl game. Third year was a COVID year. His fourth season, they went 3-9, and they had the whole, oh, greatest 3-9 team ever when they lost every game by one score or not. And I was shocked that they went 3-9. That was a record I never thought I would see from Nebraska, ever. 3-9. Even in a bad year, you know, I would expect them to go, you know, at worst 5-7. But they went 3-9. And they brought him back for a fifth season. So 4 years of not making a bowl game, and your fourth year you go 3-9 and you bring him back. And I remember thinking, would LSU do this? Would Oklahoma do this? Alabama? Even some of the lower teams in the Power Five. Would Purdue do this? Rutgers? And Nebraska did. And I remember thinking, this is not the same level program as in Alabama or a Clemson. And obviously, I'm not saying anything groundbreaking about that in, at that time, 2021, 2022. But it seemed like to me, they were just okay with having one of their guys leading the program and not making bowl games as long as it was one of their guys. Now, I think that has changed. I do think now with Matt Rhule, like, they have been very serious about trying to win. But I don't think any other program would have done that. At least any other major program would have done that. So that was the first thing for me that kind of made me feel like, man, what is going on? And then also, obviously, Nebraska has been down now for, I mean, they made a bowl game last year, but they have not played in a major bowl game in 20 years since they played in the Rose Bowl in 2001. And I think for every other program, that's kind of been, that's not the case for every other big time program. USC's played in big games, Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Penn State, all of these other programs have played. Even when they're not going into the playoff, when they didn't have the playoff, they still played in major bowl games, and Nebraska hasn't. So it's okay to have a downstretch, but Nebraska hasn't played in a major bowl game since 2001. I think, what's the best bowl game they played in since 01? Was it the Alamo Bowl against Michigan? And was it 06, 05, around there? I mean, they won the Gator Bowl a couple times. They won the Holiday Bowl. So, you know, those are good. You're playing good programs. But again, post-2001, what is the best bowl game we have played in? Holiday Bowl? Gator Bowl? I mean, they played for conference championship a couple times, and that's great. But my point is, none of these other big-time programs, Tennessee, Washington, Florida State, obviously, all these big-time programs, they've all played in major bowl games since we have. Okay. And Tennessee, they were known as being similar to us, right? Because they had a downstretch. They used to be good. They had a downstretch, and now they're back. Nebraska hasn't found their way back yet. And so to me, I can't really consider us one of the top programs, one of the blue bloods in 2025 when it's been that long without playing for something big. Yes, again, conference championships, but it's been that long. So we can't pretend, in my opinion, that we're the same program as Oklahoma, same tier program as Oklahoma or Alabama or Ohio State or Michigan, because it's been so long. Like I said, it's a two-pronged answer. Historically, yes. In 2025, no. Now, here's the good news. I still think Nebraska has obviously the stadium, the fan base, the national relevance. All you got to do is put together a couple 9-win seasons, and you're right back in that conversation. Make the playoffs once or twice. You're right back in that conversation. Nebraska's seat is still at the table. They're just not sitting there right now. And I am optimistic for the future. I mean, this is kind of, you know, again, getting back to the on-the-field stuff. Considering they haven't had a great team in a while, they still recruit in the top 20. So I can only imagine how they're going to be able to recruit once they start putting together 8-9-win seasons. Maybe they won't recruit in the top 10, but top 15. All of a sudden, you've got a playoff caliber roster, which I think they're getting closer to that. And so I still think Nebraska has a much higher ceiling than, I don't know, 3/4 of college football, 3/4 of the Power Five. We just got to put it all together. So to answer this question, historically, we are. In 2025, we can no longer consider ourselves a blue blood. Controversial take, I know. But it will not take a lot to get back to that point. It won't take a lot to get back to being what Nebraska should be. And by the way, people act like Tom Osborne won 11, 12 games every year. No, he didn't. Most of his tenure was like 9 to 10 wins, sometimes 11. Then obviously at the end, they went undefeated quite a bit. But historically, 1970 to 2000, it was mostly 9-win seasons. And we can get back to that. I feel that that's something that is attainable. And I think Matt Rhule can be the guy to do that. So that is the end of this one. I'd love to know your thoughts. And if you enjoyed this, please give us a follow, and we will be back with more content very soon.